I'm looking at reducing the congestion of the highways and repairing the highways and bridges.
That's Jackie Harris. She lives in East Waco, and she came to this meeting with TxDOT to voice her concern about highway traffic. She's pretty fed up with people trying to avoid traffic by speeding through her neighborhood.
Get off the access road into the neighborhood and then get back and try to slide back into the highway. So you get a lot of cars going by and someone go real fast. And so it's kind of dangerous if you're walking.
The majority of I-35 in the Waco area was built in the 50s and 60s. And according to TxDOT, wasn't meant to carry the loads that it's carrying now. So to keep this main street of Texas open, TxDOT is expanding 96 miles of I-35 from Salado up to Hillsboro. But those plans are based on traffic conditions projected for 2025, just 11 years from now. Michelle Conkle is a planner with TxDOT. She says looking ahead to 2040, the state only has enough money to maintain the system.
Well, we need approximately, to maintain the system in a state of good repair, is about $230 billion over 40 years. In order to address the other unfunded needs, it would be, depending on the types of projects, it would be $460 to $475 billion. So approximately half. Enough money to maintain the system in a state of good repair, but not enough money to meet the needs, the expansion needs, and other needs to allow the state to grow at the rate that it's currently growing.
The thing is, the federal government hasn't increased its fuel tax since 1993. Texas hasn't increased its fuel tax since 1992, and the state's vehicle registration fee hasn't increased since 1985. Combined, these make up almost 90% of how transportation projects are funded in Texas. Chris Avilia is the director of McLennan County's Metropolitan Planning Organization, which plans transportation projects in the area. He says in order to accommodate population growth in businesses, something has to be done about the fuel tax.
And so we're trying to cobble together a transportation system based on the same amount of revenue that we were receiving 20 years ago. And we're getting to a point where we're only able to maintain what we've got right now.
And that money doesn't stretch as far after 20-plus years of inflation, so planners are trying to get the public's input on exactly where they want that money to go. To help illustrate how hard that is, TxDOT has set up an app where you can make your own transportation budget.
You have the opportunity of selecting three investment priorities, and as you can see,
that's Laura Perez with TxDOT. She walked me through the app, and it became clear pretty quickly that this isn't a solvable puzzle. Sure, you can split your budget evenly between pavement condition, transit, and rail options, but then bridge maintenance wouldn't be adequately funded, and traffic congestion would still be a huge problem. There seems to be no way to win.
That's the idea of this activity, is to show the layperson that you can't, you know, have all your priorities fulfilled because there just isn't that kind of budget.
Here's Chris Avilia again with McLennan County's Metropolitan Planning Organization.
10 years ago when we produced the plan, the transportation plan then, we had something like about 40 projects that were identified that we thought we could realistically fund over the next 25 years. Today we're looking at maybe half a dozen, which is a real challenge for us because the need hasn't changed. In fact, the need has become more over time.
What's it going to be? Should we continue to find more ways to expand the highway system or inner city transit, or maybe more bike and pedestrian friendly options? The answer isn't clear, but it is clear that with less money available, every decision matters even more. Here's Dan Walker, a professor at McLennan Community College.
I would like my granddaughters to grow up in a world, and their kids when they come, that takes care of stuff.
With KWVU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.